Sorry for the wait. Wasted time. Wednesdays was supposed to be posted yesterday. I wasted my time like a dumbass. So today, Thursday, I believe February 8th, Humbled by Struggles podcast on Anchor, I'm going to be talking about wasted time. So I believe the most valuable asset that we have is time. You know, you spend 12 hours sleeping and you only work the 8-hour shift. That's bullshit. I used to do it. I no longer do it. I got off of work last night at 2 o'clock. I woke up at 7 o'clock this morning. 5 hours of sleep, maybe 6 sometimes, but I will no longer be wasting my time. And I hope that you do not either. You got to remember, wasting time is like wasting life. With every minute of the day, you can embrace what it is that you're trying to do with life. A lot of people feel like they're comfortable with their 9-to-5. And if you happy, I'm happy. But if you're not happy, do something about it. Don't be a couch potato. Don't sleep all day, half the day. It's not beneficial to who you want to be or to who you are at all. You got to sacrifice. I believe if you sacrifice, that will breed desire. The desire that you have to do better, be better, and want to be an influence to people. Desire breeds results. If you have a passion for something, go all in. Do not quit. If you know that you got a goal, if you have something that you want to reach, if you're stretching to reach people, network, social media, YouTube, iTunes, Apple Music, if you're an artist, if you desire to be a hairdresser or a hairstylist, YouTube videos, flood the market. Let people see your talent. Let people see that you have a gift, that you have something that you can bring to the table and that people can market. There's no amount of money in the world that I would take for my happiness. What I'm doing is providing me every ounce of happiness in the world, and somebody comes along with a $1 million check and tells me, oh, you could do this, but you'll have to dedicate all of your time to it. And what I'm doing takes up 7, 8, 9, 10 hours of my day every single day. And what they're offering me is going to take up the same amount of time, but for double the money, I will not do it. You can never sacrifice your happiness, but you can always make the most of your time so that you know when you reach a level of success, it's because you never wasted your time and you believed in what you believed in and you did what you wanted to do. I believe that you have all the time you need in a 24-hour period to make a change. Even if nobody sees it but you, you know that you progressed in some way, shape, or form. You got to trust your process. And I'm going to keep saying that. I'm always going to say it. You don't need more time. You need more discipline. Discipline with the time that you have. I believe me sitting in my kitchen right now recording on Anchor and trying to get people to listen to me, I'm investing my time. I believe in myself. I know what I want to do with my future, with my time. I know what I want people to get from me, and I know what I want to give to them. And the most important part about that is I know, and I'm not wasting my time doing it. This was supposed to be posted yesterday. So a quick rundown, perfect example. I wasted my time yesterday, although I was doing other things that would benefit me in the future, reading, researching. I was not on my podcast. I promised that I would be. So this will never happen again. And I just want people listening, people that take anything from me, share this. Tell people to come to my Anchor, come to my Facebook, follow me on Twitter, follow me on Instagram and Snapchat. And just remember, man, life is short. Make the most of the time that you have and never settle for anything less. You have to go for what you want. Go for what you know. Don't try to get in somebody's lane who knows what they're doing and try to take that over. Do what you know. You know, when you get to a level that you can afford to try to cross over into another lane and invest time and knowledge, and you feel like you like what you're doing, then that's another story. Today, February 8th, Humbled by Struggles podcast. I hope somebody gets something from this. Peace.